ill. I know what the matter is. I haven't got any women friends here. I miss. I feel crazy and weepy. F says he's not really French, that he comes from the south, that it's different there. He says that if you don't turn a mattress, it starts to smell bad. He sings to himself as he works. If he looks over my shoulder at this, I'll start screaming. Actually, I don't care if he reads this. I'm protected by the fog of incomprehension that's always between us, unless we work single-mindedly at direct contact. M and I work to wall off a sleeping space for her at one end of the living room. We stretch a length of unbleached calico tightly over the back of the high open shelf we bought at Habitat, stand it at right angles to the wall, then lie side by side on her little bed and gaze at the tent-like structure. A bottle of scotch on the living room side picks up the light and shines a brown glow through the fabric. When we do a task together, she turns me into a better mother. She's a witty person, companionable and kind. Got any idea how to draw a hamster? Rilke wrote that when people know your name, they scatter your forces. He suggests changing your name as soon as they get hold of it. I must disabuse myself of the illusion that I once sat down and wrote a novel. I am not good at constructing major pieces of work. I have a short concentration span. I can work only in small, intense bursts. I don't seem to work consciously. I write to unburden myself, to amuse myself, to arrange in order the things that bulge in my head, to make myself notice things. Jerzy Kaczynski's absolutely unemotional style, as clear as crystal, as objects arranged in a line. Whenever the lost child in The Painted Bird approaches a farm to ask for work or for shelter, the peasants consult their neighbours. At Cap Fayel, F tried to stop me from tackling the cliff. "Don't climb," he cried, white-faced, seizing my ankle. So as not to watch me, he went to prise muscles off the rocks with his knife. I climbed. His fear had infected me. The void sucked at my back. I have a lot of trouble with self-disgust. It disgusts me that I repeat things in this book that I've already written in letters. It disgusts me that I am so lazy. A critic in Melbourne writes that some people consider Monkey Grip's subject matter distasteful. Someone else said I was a traitor to my class. I now grasp the meaning of the term provincial. Cure for homesickness and ennui. Walk. I must have walked 10 kilometres yesterday, bought 2 jumpers and a pair of red shoes, which are perfect. I went to shake hands with Solange. She laughed and went, "Oh," as if to say, "Come off it," and kissed my cheeks instead. M didn't understand the information the teacher gave about the week's holiday for Toussaint. She thought it was a school camp and tried to ask if she was supposed to bring her sleeping bag and something to eat. The teacher had no idea what she was talking about. M gave up and came home bewildered. She cried when she tried to explain to me what had happened. Drank some kir and this and that. In Charlie Hebdo, I read, "Boom equals no future times 7. I laughed and laughed. I don't even know why it's funny. If I lived alone with my little cassette player and idiosyncratic assortment of tapes, I'd probably drink myself stupid. F took an old wooden-handled hammer out of his briefcase this morning and laid it on my desk. It's still there. How he pronounces vaporub. We went walking in the cold, up to Place Clichy and Rue Joseph de Maistre, etc. He put his hand through my arm, and I was happy. The visitor on his way to London, "It's my spiritual home," spoke about his poems as being ahead of their time. "In 10 years," he said, "people will see what I was trying to do." I doubt this. Also, he was too cheap to pay 50 centimes to use the toilet at Parc Monceau. I wish I lived peacefully somewhere. I wish I had a shit job involving physical exertion. In Toulouse, our hostess made a dormitory of her bedroom, and she,